Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
Hello and welcome to I Love New Jersey Radio. Location, location, location. I'm Jeannie Murphy. I'm Weikert, Flemington. If you're looking to buy, sell, or rent real estate, please get in touch with me. I love the show. I love saying it. And I love sharing with you some of the assets of Hunterdon County, particularly. Today, I've got a guest on. Her name's Leah Pontani, and she is the executive associate, excuse me, the associate vice president for professional studies and business development for Georgian Court University, which has major plans for expanding into hopefully our area. So we're going to meet her in just a second. Right now, weather forecast today. I am so sick of rain. I know you are too. It's just not fair. It's already like what, the 19th of June, and it's going to be like 4th of July, and it's like, why can't you just stop raining? Because I want to go outside. And I know I look tan, but it's only because I mowed my lawn a couple times. Anyway, showers likely with thunderstorms, also possible after 2 p.m. today. Some of the showers could produce heavy rain. Cloudy with a high of 76. Showers likely and possibly a thunderstorm before midnight tonight, then a chance of showers. Some of the storms could produce heavy rain. Areas of fog after 3, otherwise cloudy with a low of 66. Thursday, chance of showers again, then showers and thunderstorms. Areas of fog with a high of 83. Thursday night, showers and thunderstorms again before 9 p.m. And it's like, oh my God, low of 64, partly cloudy all day with a low of 56 on Friday. Sunny, thank God, on Saturday with a high of 78, partly cloudy with a low of 58 on Saturday night. And then mostly sunny again with a high of 82 on Sunday. So stay with us. We're going to learn all about this amazing university that has such a presence in the state of New Jersey that you may not even have known about and what they're doing, especially here on I Love New Jersey Radio. Stay with us.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
All right, we're back here on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, streaming live on Facebook. I love New Jersey, and I really do. And everybody I usually have on the show loves New Jersey, and I know Leah Pontani does. She is the Associate Vice President for Professional Studies and Business Development at Georgian Court University here in New Jersey.
Yes.
And anyway, welcome. Pull that mic up by you close. That's your camera
you,
over there. If you want to say hi to everybody.
It's a pleasure to be here. Hello.
All right. Oh, it's always great to see you.
You too.
Okay, so we go back a long way.
We do. Many, many years now.
It's over 10.
Over 10? Really? Oh, my goodness.
Where does the time go?
It's impossible because I'm only 21.
No, yeah, yeah. Well, that's the funny thing about Leah. When I met her, I swear to God, okay, we walked in. It was with, of course, Dr. Paul Marciano with Mercer, you know.
Mercer County Community College,
at the time,
yeah.
And you were like kind of new there. And then you're fast forward, how many years? Three? Dean! Winner! Leah is like amazing. But go ahead,
thank
you tell
you so
us.
Much.
No, it has been fun and inspiring to watch you.
It has been fun, and it's been amazing to be able to reconnect at each leg of the race, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's true too, right?
Yeah, so after 11 and a half wonderful years at Mercer County Community College, I have taken the big jump to move to a four-year university. So just a few weeks ago, I started as Associate Vice President for Professional Studies and Business Development at Georgian Court University down in Lakewood. So Georgian Court is a private four-year university centered right in Lakewood, but they also have campuses and programming running in Cumberland and Hazlitt. And we're looking at the possibility, as it's been in the news a little bit over the past year or so, of expanding here to Flemington, to the Hunterdon County area.
Which, oh my God, we're so excited about. We hope you decide to do it. Basically, again, Hunterdon County is just such a beautiful area, and we have so much going on, and we would love to have you all here. Tell us a little bit more about you. You've only been there like 3 weeks now.
Yeah.
And again, she's so interesting. So take your time. I mean, really, when you said 11 and a half years, I'm thinking that really is, it really is true. And it's like, oh my God, you went from, what did you start as over there?
So I started at Mercer County Community College as a sales account person, cold calling businesses in the Mercer County area. So at that time, I was enrolled in my MBA program at Rider University, so I was looking for something close to school for work. So yeah, I went from a sales associate doing cold calling to an account executive for customizing corporate training, to a manager of business development, to the director of Mercer Institute of Management and Technology Training, and then about 2.5, almost 3 years ago now, to the dean of the Division of Lifelong Learning there at Mercer County Community College.
So I just cannot believe it. I can't. You're so good at it.
And
okay, because I mean, you have to know also that along the way, part of her like responsibility was to bring leadership, high level, like the leaders of the leaders, to the community leaders and to the business leaders. And it's like all along, she's the queen of the leaders. It's like, wait, how did you know how
to
manage?
I forgot to put my tiara on today.
Oh my God, no. And this is the truth, right? It's like out of nowhere. And then all of a sudden you've got like a whole entire college, community management training center that you become the dean of. And we're like, woohoo! But that is seriously true. That is amazing. And that's really fun for me to call out to your, I guess you would say, your president and your, you know, associates and everyone, the colleagues over there at the new, you know, your new position at Georgian Court University.
Yes.
Because if they can really see that we lived it from the front row, I'm going to share this with them so they can know. It was really like the greatest story, and it still is. Like, and for you to lead, they are lucky people over there.
Thank you. Yeah, so I'm excited. You know, I had a really good run at Mercer County Community College. We had a lot of great programming. I'm sure some of the listeners in the area get, you know, the personal and professional development books in the mail. And, you know, we have that awesome Camp College program and the conference center. So we were so successful there, you know, with the number of students and people, businesses we were able to reach. And that's something that Georgian Court University really has not been involved in the past. Mm. So a lot of community colleges have that division, you know, vocational training and career pathing for students, workforce development. And it's something that the four-year universities, I think, are really starting to take a hard look at. So that, you know, that's what I'll be doing there, trying to find out, you know, where we should have a starting point and a presence in workforce development and continuing education programming.
All right, we're going to get all into that, learning all about your company, you know, the university and exactly what they're thinking and where they're going to as soon as we get back from our break. I'm Jeannie Murphy. This is Hunterdon Chamber Radio. I love New Jersey. As you can see, I work with Weikert Flemington, my guest Leah Pontani, and I go way back. She's like the driver, and you're going to see what one person can do. It's like we will watch and see what happens in the next year or so. I mean, I'm telling you, you're going to be on the edge of your seat as well. So stay with us. If you love New Jersey, if you're looking to buy, sell, or rent, please call me, Jeannie Murphy Weikert, and stand by.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Tip of the iceberg. Oh my God, Leah, so inspiring, so much fun, and oh my God, I just want to say that if you get to know her, her name again is Leah Pontani. She's the Associate Vice President for Professional Studies and Business Development at Georgian Court University based in Lakewood, considering some opportunities perhaps in the Hunterdon County area. Right. So anyway, I just, you know, what you do, how, I mean, tell us a little bit about your education, because you are able to take the landscape of a challenge or an issue, you're on several boards, and clearly define the goals, and then not only that, just go get it done while you're at it.
Yeah, you know, I have my background is in finance and legal studies. I'm a graduate of Rider University, so a bachelor's degree, a bachelor's of science, business administration, and finance. I went back and got my, you know, MBA several years later. It's been quite a few years now. But really, you know, that's a lot of what we do in corporate and customized training and in education for adult learning is a lot of people struggle with finding that balance or that line between moving from operational to strategic thinking to being able to get out of the day-to-day, you know, this is what I'm doing technically to get my job done and move to how do I see something? How do I see partnership opportunities? How do I see things fitting together? Where do we want to be in 2 to 3 years, and how do we start looking at operationalizing those things into, you know, clear-cut goals and objectives for reaching? And that's a lot of what we have done and what I've done out in the business community to assist a lot of businesses and organizations in the greater Mercer County area, hopefully now across the state.
That is so awesome. Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right. So tell us more about the university.
Sure. So Georgian Court University is a Mercy College here in New Jersey. So they've been around for quite some time. They went co-ed just in 2013. So we're still getting a little bit of traction. But I think that we're pretty well diversified now on that front.
How long have they been around?
Oh, it's my third week.
Oh, yeah. All right, I'm gonna keep crying.
I have a fact book in my briefcase in the other room.
No worries. Okay, I'll keep. We'll
how about a long time?
Yeah, there you go. A long time. But you've got it down. 2013 or 12?
13.
That's good. So it was a women's. What do you know? What a Mercy College means?
So they're based off of the tradition of, you know, Catholic.
Okay.
They were founded by the Sisters of Mercy.
Oh, there you go.
So they have kind of stepped out of the picture several years ago and turned it over over, you know, to a little bit of a separate enterprise, but we still have a executive director, vice president of mission integration at the university to ensure that the core values of, you know, integrity and ethics and all of that stay with the tradition, even though we're kind of pulling away into a little bit more of an open space at this point.
That's so nice. So now, okay, so you have co-ed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, go ahead.
So they have a school of nursing with Meridian Healthcare there. It's a joint initiative with Meridian and Georgian Court University. They have an education school, a school of arts and science, and a business school. So I'll be looking at, you know, what is the community, the greater community in New Jersey here looking for as far as pathways to educational opportunities? So we're kind of in a little bit of a changing landscape with the education front right now. We're seeing less students wanting to go the traditional four-year path, and we're seeing more of a shortage of skilled labor.
Oh, right.
Than we have seen traditionally.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And so really, with all of the increases in technology, when you look at things like advanced manufacturing, kids in high school today, and even some of the parents, are still envisioning the, you know, what we had a few decades ago of people working in a dirty shop,
right?
And not the electronics and the mechatronics and the robotics and programmable logic controls.
Wow.
That go into today's advanced manufacturing environment.
Mm-hmm.
So being able to show some of those bridges and the pathways. So maybe that's not a traditional four-year degree pathway right away. Maybe it's someone that wants to enter the workforce and do some career exploration with a certificate program or industry recognized credentialing program.
Is that what you guys are working on?
That's what we're working on.
Wow.
Yeah. So things.
No,
like,
I completely get that, because my son, my older son, who lives in Austin, fabulous, fabulous Austin. Anyway, it's a joke. He loves it. But anyway, he works at a Lexus dealership. On site at a Lexus dealership, but it's actually a contracted job that he works for doing IT stuff. Like, he tells me, like, when someone's car breaks down and they fall, you know, go off the road or something, you know, they just like push a button and all of a sudden they've got the satellite thing, they got it all going. Do you need assistance?
Remote diagnostics, all that stuff.
And so his job is like, I've never heard of a job that does what he does. And there's certification training and stuff for that. It's all technology based.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where, instead of his college, he needs those certifications to improve his career while he continues to go to school. So that's really cool.
And, you know, it goes both ways. How do you get into something? Not all of those certifications require a degree. Something like that sounds like you might have to have a really solid background in IT, right? And then you would go after your college and get these additional credentials. So we're looking for it, you know, looking at it from both sides of the spectrum.
Right, like real estate. Real estate, you can go get your little certification, but if you're going to continue on, is that what you're saying? The reverse. And P.S., just because I'm Jeannie Murphy Waker here, now I'm like laughing because my boss has watched, so I always have to put a shameless plug in, and they like it. I like it too. Anyway, it's interesting because when you're thinking about that on, you know, what where you're going, if you think about technology, I used to have to back in, like, you know, when I got my license, I was 20 years old or so, I used to drive down the street in a car, pull over with a map, and then have to go preview a house and then come back and fax something to somebody. And then once a month, they'd give us a book this thick that have all the listings in it. And if you missed the print date, you would have to wait a month till you got it, till the realtors got their new book.
Yep.
Now you drive down the street, you put in your, hey, take me to 122 Manners Road. It sorts like UPS my tour, so I don't have to do anything. It will tell me how to be efficient. So you're talking about advancements. Consider real estate that way.
Yeah.
Because when it comes to what else is there that we could learn, blah, 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 don't forget real estate.
I know, absolutely.
You said you brought it up before, but I was thinking about it just to add on now that you're getting a better understanding of what you're doing. Go ahead.
Yeah, and you know, there was this big push towards online education, on learning stuff online. So I know if you want to, you know, pass your realtor's license exam, you can probably go online and pick your choice of, you know, $149 programs
or
something.
I tell everybody, never do it.
Right, never.
Not for now. It's too new because it's hard to test, you know?
Not only is it new, but we're seeing an increasing trend in education where people are being placed into jobs that are really lacking interpersonal communication skills.
Oh.
And that's not something that you can be taught in an online $49 proprietary training
course.
Wait,
hold your thought. We're going to our break. That's going to be so much fun to get into. One second here. Stand with us. I love New Jersey. I'm Jeannie Murphy. Location, Hunterdon County with Georgian Court University. Hopefully.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Hello, this is Nicole Smith, host of Happy to Help. Would you like to discover the secret to happiness? I talk to volunteers, executive directors, fundraisers, and authors about how nonprofit engagement enriches their lives. We thrive when we have a sense of purpose in our lives. Philanthropy is the new community. Tune in to Happy to Help every Wednesday at 10 a.m. to discover how to find your purpose and live well by doing good.
Oh my God, I've been having so much fun with that. Anyway, okay, we're back here, and Leah Pontani is telling us about Georgian Court University, their intentions, hopefully coming into Hunterdon County, and also just a little bit about what you were saying about like the interpersonal skills. Let's talk about that for a bit, because that is so interesting, especially with online classes and stuff.
Yeah, it's the number one thing that we hear from employers these days, either, you know, new hires, students coming out of college, that they're really lacking like critical thinking and communication skills. I don't know if it's a millennial thing. I don't want to like rag on the millennials today because, you know, they get a little bit of bad publicity in the workplace these days.
Yeah.
But, you know, really just stopping and thinking about how do you speak to people about, you know, just being on time, about accountability, you know, building trust in the workplace.
I cannot imagine the feedback that you must be getting on your surveys and stuff from the employers, because I'm just thinking about it. A couple of things. Yeah, I've heard stories, and a lot of times people on my shows talk about things, right? Like seriously, where it's like first day of work, they come in late. I'm not saying just a M-E-L-L or anybody labeled. Yeah. I'm just saying a different generation, whatever that is. Mm-hmm. And who knows if that's going to get worse or better. But there's just, it's just like, oh, I'm here. And I just wanted to, I'm leaving at 3 today because I got to go. It's like, where did you get, you know, like, what is that? And also, interesting, the communications factor as a real estate agent. I'll meet these people at open houses and stuff, and I always have a great time, and I immediately ask for their email address, and I'll be like, do you have a realtor or whatever, right? I'll go back home, have their phone number, send them an email, hear nothing. And then all of a sudden, I'll be like, oh, well, I forgot. They don't read emails. I have to text them. Text them, hi, how are you? And then 5 seconds later, we're best friends again. But it's like, I forgot about that because that's the only way that a lot of them communicate. They don't do things that way. So go ahead.
Yeah, and in a world of virtual meetings, of live streaming, like where we are right now, when you get face-to-face with somebody in a meeting, you know, most of your meeting ends up being people sitting like this across the table from each other, right?
Right.
Or somebody presenting to a live audience like this.
Yeah.
But now put somebody whose world is this, is virtual meeting, telecommuting, you know, live streaming in an auditorium in front of 250 people to do the same presentation.
Oh my God.
And you see the sweat beads starting to roll down, right?
Right.
Because that isn't something that's done on an everyday basis anymore. You know, nowadays everything's kind of telecast, live cast, live streamed, and it's really a skill set that we're going to be missing, and there's still a place for it in, you know, in the real world out there.
Oh, yeah. There's definitely a place for it. Totally agree. And then you need the training and so on. And then how do you guys stay ahead of the training of the what is the future change every second? It's so cool because you guys are the leaders. But go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, take into account, you know, you're as a realtor, right? And part of, you know, something like this, we're at Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce right now. The new day and age, you know, some of the new individuals in the workplace aren't comfortable with walking into a room of networking. And that's a skill that is, as a realtor, you have to have.
Oh, yeah.
That's something you have to practice to get comfortable, to be able to walk up to somebody and introduce yourself.
So it is a here, my friend Ann Thornton from MSI Plumbing and Remodeling in Hunterdon County. She's on, she has a program that she speaks about for millennials, even though they hate being labeled. And she says, you need us, and we need you. Mm-hmm. And it's absolutely true. But like you say, that ability to be able to just feel comfortable in your shoes and being a really natural, you can almost see it. It's funny. When you're talking to the younger generations, you'll see there's a couple people in there that just have it. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. And then there's some other people, like you said, they you're in the middle of dinner and they're going like this and you're like, you know, it's like, oh my God, what are we going to do with this? Yeah, I remember it was funny. I was at this party and, there was a bunch of kids and there was music playing and Toto came on Hold the Line. And it was so funny because only one of the kids knew the song. And it was like just singing it out, you know. And it was laughing. And they're all looking at him like, what is that song? And I just got a kick out of it because I was like, whatever. You know what I mean? Like it's yeah. There's got to be an intersection somewhere. Yeah, that whole changing of the way that people do things and how are we going to deal with that?
And, you know, looking at, you know, self-assessment, taking a chance to enroll in a program or a training program or a professional development opportunity where you can look at, you know, a DISC assessment or a Myers-Briggs assessment or a 360 profile, you know, leadership survey really gives people the introspection that they need. You know, am I an introvert? Some people are naturally extroverted, like you and I, Jeannie, right? So yeah. You can walk into a room and be like, hey, I'm here. Yes, let's get the party started.
Yes,
other people,
for sure.
Other people really need to practice that. But the only way, you know, for some people to recognize that is to see it in front of them on some kind of an assessment and then work with a coach or somebody to be able to move them forward, you know, in small steps for practice, for reflection, you know, getting up and speaking in front of people, walking into a room, and I'm going to introduce myself to 5 people today, you know, whatever that looks like.
Oh, my God. I remember back, and I'm talking about, like, it always just used to drive me crazy, even before we met, when I would go to trade shows. And I would be like walking down the aisle and I would see someone work in the booth, like doing their record keeping or something and looking down instead of the whole point of a trade show is to be able to get in front and say, hi, how are you? Or whatever. I mean, yeah. I know it's hard, but it's like you're paying so much money to do this stuff. And then I would just be, if I owned the company, I'd be like completely wigged out because I'd be like, hello, you got to be able to talk to everybody. Right. Time is money. Tick, tick, tick.
I have to tell you, the one time I was at a trade show and it was completely dead. Nobody was stopping at our booth for Mercer County Community College. And I was like, man, this stinks. So I was like, I'm going to take my heels off. You know, I've been standing here for like 2 days now or whatever on this concrete floor. So I had these really big fuzzy leopard slippers in my bag. Oh. And I was like, I'm putting my leopard slippers on. But now all of a sudden, like it was after lunch, a whole bunch of people start coming down the aisle. So I walk out and I forget I have these big fuzzy slippers on.
That's great.
The biggest attention grabber of the entire trade show. Everybody stopped at my booth to talk to me about my fuzzy slippers.
That's great. People couldn't even plan that, right? It had to happen like that. So true.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And it's just icebreaker stuff, right?
Absolutely.
Even like I always laugh because, and this is a true story. I don't know if anyone heard my story, but I know my networking group here at the 100 and Chamber called the 100 County Chamber Connects Group. Okay. So I don't know if you even know, but I wrote a series of books called Baby Tips. There's 12 of them back in like 1996. Yep. Okay. I went to a trade show at McCormick Center, and I was the featured author, right? Blah, blah. So I'm sitting there at this trade show, and there's a booth next to mine, and it says Amazon. And nobody ever seen Amazon before. So this guy, Jeff Bezos at the time, who just a bookstore owner, he was literally looking down, walking back and forth, going like this. And nobody was coming by his booth. And I went over because I, you know, when you're downtime at booths, like the one thing you can do is maximize getting to know the other people on the because there's usually something
just find
great
someone
about
to joke around
and
with,
you end
right?
up with business, probably more business than if you didn't even go or you know if you got somebody at your booth. But anyway, I literally said to him, "You just got to hang in there. It's gonna be fine." Like I said that to him back then because there was no one at his booth.
That's a
true story.
You should definitely be like, hey, remember?
I did. My networking group here, again, the 100 and Chamber has a networking group, like a BNF thing. It's called the Connects. I told the group because they asked about a funny story. And one of my friends, I told them a story, Jeff from Roselle Bank. Anyway, he said, you have to tell that story. So when I told the story, they said, you have to go home and write him an email and tell him, do you remember me? You know, because I mean, you can go back and read his whole bio, Wikipedia, and you'll see that he was at the Book Expo in Chicago, McCormick Center, the same day, and I could look at the booth, blah, blah. Anyway, he didn't write me back yet. But I think it's just because he's really, really, really busy right now.
He might be like a little bit busy.
Jeff, I know you remember me. I don't look exactly the same. I was very young, but I was there with you, and I did say that to you, and it was funny. I mean, can you imagine? It was like everybody else's booth back then. Talk about technology and future and Inkema and Google. It was like your company was called Bread, Butter, Salt, Pepper. No, we had any creativity, and then there's Amazon, and everybody's like, woo, and they were literally walking by like this, like just not, it was not, it was not the full, like this was before a couple years before we went like crazy, but there wasn't people standing in line, he had to work it.
Well,
just FYI, isn't that a good story?
That's a great story, actually.
Yeah. I want to be in this movie one day with a cameo.
Well, you know, and those things like those disruptive technologies, you know, things like that that are changing that we don't even know what's coming yet. It's hard for educational institutions to plan, right? How do we know if nobody else knows that the Ubers of the world are coming, you know, that Amazon is coming, that these things that are going to change the way we function every day.
How do you know?
I don't even know how to mess with a thermostat in my house anymore because I talk to it and tell it what to do, right? Or I use the app on my phone. And then I'm like thinking back, my mom was visiting and she was like, how do I make it like colder in here? Because it was like super hot during the day because it automatically adjusts when nobody's home.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I don't know. I have the app on my phone. And she's like, but I'm here. How do I do it here? You know?
Yeah.
So these are things you don't think of. And that's really where the world of non-credit education comes into play.
Oh, okay.
If you're looking at a credit program, mm-hmm. right, you want to design a new degree in something. That takes years, mm-hmm. right? It takes a year or two just to get approvals and, you know, to line up faculty and to write the curriculum. If you're a non-credit education for a certificate program or some kind of an industry credentialing program, I mean, if I can find an instructor in a classroom, you get that class up and running tomorrow, right? You just need somebody that can speak
to what
it is people need to know.
Let me tell you a couple of thoughts. First of all, because I know in the past that you were all about with the conference center and stuff, you could actually bring in leaders and leaders and leaders and leaders, and they could be discussing things and having panels, which would give you guys information on where the trends were going.
Yeah.
Are you going to do that at your new position?
I am planning to, yeah.
Because that's, like, I mean, seriously, like, I sit here and watch some of the people that come on the shows when they get back and tell us about, like, the artificial intelligence.
Right.
Oh, my God. There was a story about – there was an event, and if anybody doesn't know what artificial intelligence is, it's like everything we do. It's like when you go online and you put in, like, Jeannie Murphy, September 20th, and all of a sudden you start getting Virgo and horoscopes for Virgo, and they know everything about you, you know. And anyway, they told a story. They were teaching about artificial intelligence, and, like, the big players were there, Google, everybody did in the room. And there was one retailer that's a very prominent retailer that said they had – invested very heavily into this, thought they knew what they were doing, had put out, you know, when you go through the cash register and everything you buy, it knows you, it knows your credit card number, it puts together your, you know, your patterns. So prenatal vitamins were on this, and so they had done this big thing where all of a sudden if you went through and you bought some vitamins, excuse me, then you would start getting baby shower ideas and stuff like this because they knew that you were probably pregnant. But there was a flaw in the system, and the guys that were buying these normal vitamins were getting baby, pregnant, maternity.
And they're all having heart attacks.
They're like, it's like, what? And it was like, stop, because they know everything about us. Isn't that fascinating to learn that stuff? So that was one thing. And then I was going to say there was something else about that in that place where you were talking about it. I don't know. We'll get back to it. But that kind of fun stuff.
Yeah. And those are the things, you know, we can't, you know.
I got it.
Go.
So, okay. I, as Jeannie Murphy Weicker, Flemington, we're selling a property in a 55 and older community that's a Pulte development right around the corner here in awesome Hunterdon County where maybe all of your colleagues could move in and live and love. Anyway, they have the smart houses.
Mm-hmm.
So now I'm selling properties and I'm watching what a house that's not going to be built yet for another year is going to look like. And if you want to know about, like you were talking about, get an instructor, get a room, for all of the people out there who do the cable lines that are not around anymore, there is nothing. There's not even a normal plug with, you know, you plug your, you whatever. You know, so if you're interested in that kind of stuff, I just wanted you to know it's so much fun to go. Like, I know that you guys go to the leader of the leader, the head of the top of the thing for whatever's future.
Right.
So just keep in mind those home builders, like the Pulte people, that it's all about what's going on 2 years from now. So by the time we build your house in this, you know, development with the other tracks, it has the future.
Right. Well, and
there's no cords anywhere. It's a little teeny, teeny little thing this big in every room, and nothing else is there anymore. You got to see it to believe it.
And think about, like, the consumer that's going to purchase that home, right? Who's coming in to educate these people about how to utilize all this stuff, right? You're selling to a 55 and over community.
Yeah,
somebody's going to be sitting there trying to plug in their TV for 3 or 4 hours.
They've never had anything but 50 cables. Like, this big mess.
Right.
Exactly. And it's so true. It's so interesting. Because I'm like, serious. There's a video or something on their, like, corporate site that my friend Ann Thornton from MSI Plumbing and Remodeling, putting it in her book. Because basically, the smart houses is so interesting. But those are things, like, you talk about, like, you guys are the people in charge of leading and educating all of us on what we're needing to know next.
Right.
When no one knows what it is, except for you guys can just find it out. And then we get to get the luxury of being able, hopefully, to go locally right here in Hunterdon County.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's part of the reason, you know, that I'm here and doing things like this and out meeting people, is because there's no way for me to know, all, you know, what's coming down the pike and everything. You know, we rely on people coming to us and saying, hey, this is a new trend. Hey, did you hear about this? This is something that's coming, or this is something that we just started using.
Don't forget your buddy that you introduced us to, Dan Minoli, DVI Communications.
Mm-hmm.
Ben and him, they have some of the most interesting stories on smart cities, not smart houses. That's a whole nother conversation. You would love to talk to him about, I mean, oh my God. And you know, Dan.
Yeah.
It's like you're talking to like the encyclopedia. Yeah. in an iPhone. He's just this small, but it's like every single thing, he has 700 books or something he wrote, and when he's talking, you just let da 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 da, and you're like, what?
Yeah,
really?
Yeah,
like, when like this, like a clapper and all the lights go out and slam it.
So if you're listening and you're here in the Hunterdon County area and you have good course ideas for the future, if Georgian Court University comes here, you should email me at lpontani@georgian.edu, because we would love to hear from you on what kind of educational opportunities you'd like to see in this area.
Thank you for mentioning that. Yeah, because you know what? The people out there all know of there's so many, even like before we were in the meeting and she was talking about the Hunterdon Hackathon.
Yeah.
Listen to this. This is something that you guys would love to know about. So the Hunterdon Chamber, along with Economic Development, which is who you're going to meet next, they have an event once a year called the Hunterdon Hackathon. And basically, a lot of the business owners in the Hunterdon County area sponsor for these kids, whoever they are, whatever age, over 18, unless they have an adult, can come in to the Hunterdon Central Regional High School, wherever the destination is. They're there for like 24 hours, and there's a challenge. And they are all fed and sponsored by the leaders of the community. And their goal and their job is to come up with an app, build it, think of it, build it, and have it done within 24 hours. And then there's winners, and then there's different levels for it. So these people are all, like you say, like the future of, because they've got ideas of what.
Can you imagine if somebody said, here's a problem, now build an app? I'd be like, build it with what? Where are my blocks? You know what I mean?
Yeah. I don't even know how. You should have seen me last night. I was trying to make a new Facebook page of myself with just Weikert Realtors, just put it on top. I don't know what that's called, overlay. I must have watched 15 YouTube videos, and I never could figure it out. I don't know how to do anything, but I can't imagine
so
building
an
app.
So maybe an Adobe class might be good
yes,
for you or
I
something.
Need some continuing education. I need some non-credited. Yes, I do. That would be awesome. Like, yeah, what are the, it's like almost like, you know, teach us how to do what we pay so much money to send to someone to do that takes them 2 seconds because they know where to go.
Yeah.
I was seriously. I'm like, it's not called an overlay. It's not a video. It's just put a picture on a picture. And I couldn't figure it out. I just went to bed. Anyway, yeah, I'm enrolling. Yeah, that's a great class. And all the real estate agents, by the way, will love you. There's about 600 of them in the area, by the way.
You know what else is really amazing in the real estate world, speaking of that, for education, is the drone technology. Have you looked at any of the UAS and drone technology for how they do the 360 imagery and stuff of the homes overhead?
And not only for that purpose, guess what? When they go into inspection mode, like
yes.
Then they have the drone going up. Clint Strober Roofing and Sons. Oh my God, I love him. Clint, my guy. He just got certified both as a lead-based paint inspector for mm-hmm. FHA, because can you believe it made me paint my barn when I was refinancing my mortgage just about 6 months ago? I had to paint my outside barn that's been there for like 100 and something years outside because lead paint was painted before 1978. So in order for me to refinance, nobody's ever been there. You've been there, but yeah. Who goes to see who? What
goes does, back to the barn?
It's
right.
Caving in the back. But anyway, the drones. Clint's company can send, he gets up on the roof. I just posted yesterday. He's out of house. But then he can also go with his drone up and check the entire roof out to see if there's problems. And the same thing with the chimney guys.
Yep.
Isn't that fun?
And so those are some of the things we started leveraging right away at Mercer County College was the drone technology, right? Because it doesn't take a lot of time to get your FAA license, your part 109, 107, whatever it is, to fly a drone. And then we were doing, short 2-3 Saturday classes for thermography to see if your house is losing heat anywhere.
Wow. That's so cool.
Things like that. But for real estate
agents, for both the videos for our listings, so many applications to that.
There used to be a really cool place. I'm not sure if it's still there, right on 31, where that old it used to be an old driving range right there, the New Jersey Drone Academy.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
Oh
my God. And they do drone flight lessons and everything.
Oh,
right,
that's
there.
That's neat. I did not know. I drive by it all the time.
Yeah.
I was just driving over it in the drone. No, I'm just kidding. I didn't look. No. Anyway. All right. So it's already, oh my God, it's 11:44. So we're going to our break. I'm Jeannie Murphy. This is I Love New Jersey Radio here on Huntington County Chamber of Commerce, streaming live on Facebook. Location, location, location. It's all about Huntington County. I'm a Weikert realtor. Again, if you need any transactions, buy, sell, rent, please get in touch with me. And my guest, again, we go way back. She's the dynamic person. I mean, Georgian Court University is the luckiest person in the world to have Leah Fontani. She's the Associate Vice President for Professional Studies Business Development. And I cannot tell you how much fun it's going to be for all of us, Colleen and the rest of everybody watching, to see what she does with this, because she just is the mover of all time. She just thinks of the best ideas and they get done because it's awesome.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Huntington County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know the Huntington County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Huntington County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
I've been working hard enough on that for long enough. Return on investment time.
There you go.
So anyway, okay, welcome back. We're talking to Leah Pontani about the future, hopefully, of the presence of Georgian Court University here in Huntington County. They are already, and you said, they're located in Lakewood.
In Lakewood.
And then they've got two other places.
We're running programming currently at a location in Hazlitt and one in Cumberland, New Jersey.
Cool, keep that close to you. Okay. So anyway, then there's a chance that we might be able to have some of your classes and, you know, university offerings here.
Yeah, so there's talk of potential redevelopment here in the downtown Flemington area, I believe. So I think, you know, we had said that if that project moves forward, we would be interested in coming. So I'm interested in, you know, here today to learn a little bit more about what's going on here in Flemington and Hunterdon County, and how could we support the community here? Are we looking for certification programs for technology, for wine tasting, for classes? I mean, we can run a little bit of everything, but we'll be looking to do some outreach here in the community to find out what that looks like.
Oh my God, what a fun job. And Flemington is the perfect place for it. I mean, we've got so many, like, artistic people, yoga, like you said, you know, it's training classes, the Exxon. I mean, we have to go. You said you had a list. You said somebody gave you like a whole list of all of the all the businesses and stuff.
Yeah, somebody sent me a list. I'm not sure how up to date it is, but it's something, you know, we'll definitely be taking a look at, doing some drive arounds in the town here, and you know, try to talk to some business owners and see what's going on.
Oh, I have a whole list of people.
That's why I reached out to you first. Jeannie knows everyone,
talented people. I can tell you, it's a joke. Okay, and I mean this. I am not bragging. I just happened to have had a PR firm that I focused only on forever and ever and ever, and we were promoting our clients like Dr. Paul Marciano and you and everything else. And so basically, like, even Chris Phelan, you're at the chamber, right? And so by that, we had Talented People Radio, and it's literally almost like 9 or so years old. So if you have a show every week for like, there's 52 weeks in a year times like whatever, 8-9 years, you can do the math on how many people I had on the show. So my joke is that when I went as a guest to another networking group that has like 170 people, it's one of the biggest networking groups over whatever in Somerset County. And everybody, I didn't know a lot of them because they're in Somerset County, but I was invited, blah, blah, blah. So in that group, they go around the table and they stand up and they say, "Hey, I'm Jeannie Murphy. I would really like to know X person," right? So it was so funny because my guy who brought me there was laughing because at 5 times, I was like, "I know that person," because they were on the show. And it was like, it was so funny because nobody knew people in Hunterdon County.
Right.
So I was like, "Oh, I know people in Hunterdon County because that's what I talk about, especially in talented people." So anyway, yes, I got a whole bunch of people I want you to now get to know. It's just funny.
Yeah.
Because you're so
wonderful.
Welcome in this area. We need you so bad, because basically your energy and your positivity, just like the vision, and it's like getting people to become engaged and to be supportive and to know that there's so many things we don't have that we don't even know we don't have that we need. And then we're so fortunate for them to be looking at our county here, Hunterdon County, and saying, you know what, there's a lot going on over there and they need some help.
Well, you know, sometimes I think that there's a mistake about the way people look at qualifying or quantifying how they're going to do some of the redevelopment, right? Or what services should be offered from an educational front, because maybe we're not looking so much as what I've done in the past, servicing the business community and incumbent workers and corporations. Maybe we're looking at doing things where people live and not where people work. Because
that's
I think
cool.
That this is an area where there's a lot more people that live and enjoy this area. This area is beautiful. Who wouldn't want to live up here?
I know. That's
so
fine.
If you want to buy a house, call Jeannie.
Thank you, Leah. Thank you so much. Yeah, it's true though, right? And I love the way you're saying that. Tell everybody a little bit about the past. You were talking about some of the revitalization and some of the buildings that you had revitalized in like the Trenton area.
Sure.
Because that's like huge to show to what your experience and what you've done is.
Yeah, well, it's all a team effort. I'm not in charge of redeveloping anything. But, you know, Mercer County Community College has been part of the redevelopment effort in the city of Trenton. Recently there was acquisition of another property, a rental property at 101 North Broad that will expand into a health and wellness education center. So they're looking at bringing in some healthcare partners, providing some workforce development training there, certified nurse assistant, phlebotomy, EKG, and expand entry-level job opportunities. Plus, there's like how many hospital systems in that area to be able for people for employment opportunities. So, you know, doing the, you know, some of the redevelopment design, deciding on programming and all of that is something that I definitely have experience in. So I'd be excited to look at what that would look like here if we have the opportunity to come here as Georgian Court University.
It's so cool. What a great job.
Oh, thank you.
So tell me a little bit about what you think your life will be looking like in 5 and 10 years.
Oh, my goodness. 5 or 10. I don't know what my life looks like tomorrow, Jeannie. Come on.
I had to ask. Because I think she's going to be president. I was just wondering. Maybe governor. I don't know.
You know, I think, you know, people always ask, you know, what's your five-year plan? And they say you should have a five-year plan. I've never had a five-year plan because I don't know what opportunity will be presented to me tomorrow.
Yeah, you just run with the river, but it always is going up.
6 months ago, if somebody would have asked me, where do you see yourself in 6 months? I'd be like sitting here at my desk at Mercer County Community College, but now I'm sitting at a desk at Georgian Court University, right? So opportunities.
With a wonderful life ahead and a nice car.
Yeah, new one.
Yeah. Oh, it's a dream.
So, you know, I think, you know, that would be my advice to people. You know, if you're looking at your five-year plan should be to take a look at opportunities that present themselves each and every day.
And to continue
really take
education.
A look at them. Yeah, and continue your education.
Because that really is something, huh?
Every day I learn something new. You know, you think that you like know everything.
No.
I mean, I'm a know-it-all.
So, yeah, you are, but it's a great thing. But if you're in that position, you're like me with the talented people, knowing the people that I'm learning a lot about when they're writing books and stuff like that. I would learn so much. It was so funny. Harvard University graduates were asking me questions on PR, and I'm like, huh? But because that they were in their own thing.
Right.
But for you, when you were talking about EKGs and everything, like when you're talking about education and what the community needs, and if it's the community that relies on being in the workplace where they live and or reverse, and it's like coming home and having some kind of leisure activities that can, you know, make them a better people. You're getting an education on all these other people and everything else they do as you're working. So like you said, of course, you probably learn 10 things a day, which is so cool.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I kind of consider the world of education, you know, you have to be, if you're not a professor, if you're, you know, kind of on the outskirts like me, a jack of all trades, master of none, you have to know a little bit about, like, you just mentioned EKG and telemetry.
Yeah,
and
when you were talking to
it, I
was
like, huh? Look at a heart rhythm, I'd be like, I don't know, well, I don't, is that normal? Because that's not my field of expertise. But planning and programming and workforce development around it, you know, would be something. So
I love it. And I know there's a lot of people in Hunterdon County and then the Hunterdon Medical Center people. I've talked to a lot of people on the radio and stuff talking about how they really, really, really looking forward to you guys coming into town. So that's all good news.
Yeah.
So anything else you want to let everybody know? We've got about a minute left.
Trying to think if there's anything else. I'll say again, if you're in the area and you're looking for educational opportunities or something you'd like to see us be offering, if we do decide to make a move up here, you know, to open a spot here in Hunterdon and Flemington, please be sure to reach out to me via email, lpontani@georgian.edu. You know, we'd be happy to engage in any conversation for personal interest, professional development, or corporate training programs. And I really appreciate Jeannie having me here today.
Love it. Love having you. Love you. Congratulations on your job.
Thank you.
Welcome to Hunterdon County.
Thank
we can't
you.
Wait to see the, I'm sure, amazing successes that you're going to bring both to your university and to our county. So on behalf of everyone here, I love New Jersey. Location, location, location. I'm Jeannie Murphy, Weikert Flemington. Have a great week. And again, thank you, Leah, for being here.
Thank you.
Take care.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org. The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
You USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A famous airline pilot speaks out on Capitol Hill on a troubled line of Boeing jets.
These accidents should never have happened.
That's Miracle on the Hudson pilot Sully Sullenberger, referring to faulty 737 MAX aircraft that are blamed for crashes in Indonesia and Ethiopia that took the lives of a total of 346 people. He speaks at a House hearing looking into the problem this morning and says,
"These crashes are demonstrable evidence that our current system of aircraft design and certification has failed us."
Former White House Communications Chief Hope Hicks has been behind closed doors for a couple of hours now with members of the House Judiciary Panel. Hicks spent years as a close aide and advisor to Donald Trump before and after he won the White House. The White House has ordered her not to answer questions about her time at the White House. And this is USA Radio News.
Hey guys, Ken here from Income Store. I needed to take a minute just to brag on our almost 200 amazing employees. In 2009, we changed our tagline to, "We can grow any business in any industry at any time." The world trusted us and helped us become a five-time Inc. 5000 honoree. Our 200 employees have done two major things at the same time. We manage 1,800 money-making websites and over 260 e-commerce sites for our client partners across the globe. 34% of Americans visited one of these assets last year. But at the same time, these amazing employees have stopped their life every single week and recorded videos and podcasts of exactly how we grow these digital assets. If you're looking to figure out how we do it, just go to door number one. It's free. You can study thousands of hours of material on how to grow your business. If you have money but no time, go to door number two. It's a bit pricey, but our managed services are absolutely incredible. You got to check out IncomeStore.com. Our 200 employees are absolutely amazing.